It's an absolutely damning report, and it demonstrates the level of British state collusion with the unionist paramilitaries, in this case the North West UDA, over the period from 1989 to 1993, and their 19 victims, including Eddie. I want to pay tribute to the family of Eddie Fullerton and all the other families who have always insisted that their loved ones were the victims of British state collusion, and they have been absolutely vindicated by this report.
The Fullerton family in particular has been relentless in their campaign for justice, and this is just the start of this. This is proof that there was collusion, and now it strengthens their case towards the British state.
Oh, it does indeed, and I know that the Fullerton family are taking a civil case against the British state. This report can only strengthen that case. If you look at the issue of the two weapons that were used to murder Eddie, one was reported as stolen from an RUC member. Another weapon was probably imported into the north of Ireland by unionist paramilitaries supported by British state agents. And those two weapons were used in other murders, in the case of one of them used in five other murders. And you can look at the issue of intelligence that the RUC discovered in the hands of loyalist paramilitaries. There was no warning provided to Eddie Fullerton, as there should have been. The suspects in Eddie's murder have been involved in a range of other murders, never brought to justice. There's just so many elements to this, but the Fullerton family are absolutely vindicated. It's time for the British government to admit now their central role in the conflict in our island.